It's good to be in your presence once again. I've got to get this out of the way before I can start with my message. To me, this is a wonderful meeting. But I believe I know about ones better than this. And I believe my son that was in this one with me last year is in that meeting today. Better than we are, folks. I just had to get that out of the way because that's the first time I had left to worship God with him. I love the subject that dear brother Jason has introduced to us here this morning. And I don't purpose to try to improve on that or anything, but it just brought a thought to my mind, and I'm just going to give you a few thoughts because I don't want y'all to get angry with us ministers because you're going to get hungry. And I'm going to get out of the way where Brother Nathan can have time enough to preach. I just wanted to ask you in that Romans chapter 8 in the first verse not to consider what's happening with what I'll try to say to you, but to consider why it's happening. I like the thought that there's no condemnation to them which are in Christ. I want you to think about whose condemnation is that? A little boy, a little girl in a family don't disobey the parents, they get on to them, and that can be defined as condemnation. A person working in a place under supervisors can get slack and start piddling around and not doing the job right and get jacked up, so to speak, because they just hadn't done the job right. You can explain that as being condemnation. A person who goes to school and daydreams better than listening to what's being taught in the school and get bad grades, and that can be called condemnation. We can come to church like we have this morning, sing the songs of Zion, and sit around and enjoy one another's fellowship and the praying and the preaching. And if we are not, when we leave here, walking in the Spirit, being here is not going to get you a free pass. It's just not. There's no free passes. We're not playing Monopoly and landing on Go and get a free pass. I want to talk about this. When it comes to spiritual things, like what it's talking about here, your pastor or the preacher or others who study the scripture may frown and not approve of the way you might be living from week to week, but their condemnation is not the real condemnation that it's talking about here. This is talking about God, whether he will condemn you or not. Now, I know there's some areas here that has a lot of flex in it, but I want you to just think about this. I tell people, after I saw a program being advertised on television, and I don't walk it at all, I watch it at all, but it's called The Walking Dead. And, of course, a lot of things causes my mind to ponder and think on things, just like the brothers preaching. And so I did see the advertisement and the people walking around, you know, and stuff like that. Well, this is talking about walking, either in the flesh or in the spirit. Now, those people who believe, as the Pharisees do, that you can be justified by your works, would love to take this and say, see here, if you'll just do this and this and this and this and this just right, then you won't get no condemnation, and God will owe you something better, like a home in heaven, because of what you've done. That is not what this is teaching. But also it is not teaching what we used to call the doctrine of the antinomian. And I've run into some dear people that was brought up and confused about this when they hear the wonderful doctrine of sovereign grace, that it is God that chose his people. It is Christ that died for his people. It is the Holy Spirit that quickens and gives life to his people. Get to thinking, well, if I'm elected, if I'm chosen, and I'm not saved by my works, well, I'm not going to be damned by them either. So I'm free to just walk any way I want to anymore. I tell you what, if anything I hate worse than Arminian doctrine, it's that doctrine. But you know, the devil, he wants to jump on you and use your weakness to emphasize both of those. But God just plain says here, there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Now, don't make no difference about the walking with that statement. If you're in Christ, there's no condemnation. Why? Because the one that come from heaven, humbled himself, shed his blood, and the Spirit called you by his grace, he placed you in Christ Jesus. I like to emphasize the little words. There's a difference in being on Christ and being in Christ. I like to preach that sermon about Christ being the vine and you're the branches. And some of the branches bring forth fruit and some that don't bring forth fruit. And I'm not going to get into that, but I want you to notice those who are in Christ and that Christ is in them bring forth fruit. Amen. But there are those that are in Christ that it don't say Christ is in them, whacked off and thrown away. So I'll finish up by telling you that the walking dead is a real thing. That is a human being that is not born of the Spirit of God. And according to the second chapter of Ephesians, you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sin, according to whom in time past, and all of that. So, people before, and I thank God I remember that I was one. And the only reason I didn't get in more trouble than what I did, I didn't have sense enough or money enough or strength enough. There was nothing to keep me from walking after the flesh except those three things. And, of course, my daddy back then used a razor strop when he got angry with me or his belt was. And I was afraid to do wrong on account of that. But that didn't do me any good before God. Just to be afraid of my daddy, afraid of getting caught, is not what it's talking about. Walking after the flesh seems to me like, yeah, you may comb your hair, may wash up, may come to a meeting like this, may go around, but you have a urge, a groaning, a habitual hunger for fleshly things. And oftentimes, more than not, you'll seek out those things. Then those who are in Christ Jesus, they're walking after the Spirit. My brothers and sisters, all of my life, since God showed me the beautiful kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, I have wanted to seek the Spirit of the Lord. I come here today. Most of you might not understand, especially some of you I hadn't seen in a long time, how it touches my heart and makes me so thankful that I can see people who I know from past experience still love the Lord, still want to follow the Lord, and have found with me there's nothing in the world like trying to worship the Lord. Amen. I'm going to give away where Brother Nathan have plenty of time. God bless you and keep you. I'm so glad to be with you.